This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The budget bill in Congress doesn't do anything to cut the funding for the Affordable Care Act, but opponents of the act are out with a new round of TV ads this week supporting Republican candidates.
Congressman Steve Daines said no to Obamacare. He knew it would hurt Montana families. Steve Daines voted to stop Obamacare.
That ad from the conservative group Americans for Prosperity, which is backing Montana Republican Steve Daines in his run for the Senate, the seat currently held by Democrat Max Baucus, who is retiring. Earlier this month, the group launched ads attacking Democrats in Iowa, Michigan, North Carolina, Louisiana, and New Hampshire. Meanwhile, in Texas, the state insurance department is preparing new rules to regulate the people who help residents sign up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KUHF's Carrie Feibel reports from Houston.
You may have never heard of healthcare navigators, and you may never meet one. But these foot soldiers of the Affordable Care Act have been on the job for months, working the phones and holding sign-up events to help enroll uninsured Texans. Now the community groups that employ these navigators are bracing for new state regulations. The proposed rules would require that navigators undergo 40 more hours of training on top of the 20 to 30 hours they've already done. The navigators would also have to register, be fingerprinted, and undergo background checks. Lucy Nashed is a spokeswoman for Governor Rick Perry, who urged the insurance department to craft the regulations last fall.
People who are working with these navigators in Texas should have the reasonable expectation that they are well-trained, that they are not criminals, and that they are not going to use that private information to do anything illegal.
The insurance department estimates the proposed rules would affect 400 or 500 navigators scattered across Texas. Here in Houston, the city health department employs dozens of navigators, some of them paid for with grants from the Affordable Care Act. City health official Benjamin Hernandez says it looks like the new rules could go into effect in March, and the timing couldn't be worse. That's because March 31st is the last day people can sign up for coverage for 2014 and avoid a tax penalty.
March is important because it's the last month of the enrollment period, and what we want are our navigators out there talking to people. We don't want them sitting in the classroom for 40 hours.
Hernandez and others wonder if navigators are being unfairly targeted. By contrast, Texas requires Medicare counselors to undergo only 25 hours of training. Medicaid counselors do only 4 hours of training in Texas. And both those trainings are free, while the proposed navigator training and registration will cost hundreds of dollars per person.
That really doesn't make sense why you're asking one group to do a whole lot more training.
Stacy Pogue is with an Austin think tank, the left-leaning Center for Public Policy Priorities. She says the proposed rules even try to control what navigators can and can't say about the various health plans. She says that could make it very hard for them to do their jobs, which is simply to help people understand how insurance works and help them enroll.
And this seems like an unprecedented move, from what we can tell, in the other direction, where the state is actually for the first time trying to create big barriers that prevent community groups from providing application assistance to poor and underserved Texans.
The Texas Department of Insurance has closed the public comment period and is expected to issue the final rules in a few weeks. Nationwide, at least 16 states have passed or are considering laws to regulate navigators. Two of them, Missouri and Tennessee, have been sued over the laws. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Feibel in Houston.